You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G. D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team.
Hello, Dodger fans. Welcome to Locked On Dodgers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. This is the daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I am Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential, along with Vince Samperio of Chavez Ravine Fiends. Vince, how you doing?
Jeff, I'm doing well. We are now on, well, not when we're recording, but as you're hearing this, it's the last day of 2020, a year that for the most part we'd want to put behind us, except for the fact that the Dodgers became World Series champions.
Yeah, it is the last day. And we the parts of the year that have sucked, we've mostly all shared together throughout the world. And but I think we've also learned that you can always find positive in any year, whether that is because your team won the World Series or because you're delusional and think your team is the first team ever to deal with injuries and that's why they didn't win the World Series. Looking at you, Padre fans. Today and tomorrow we're going to do mailbag episodes to finish out the year. And so, that's the plan today. We've got a lot of good questions from you guys. So first we want to remind you, please subscribe to Locked On Dodgers wherever you get your podcasts. And when you get in your car or sit on your couch, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. All right, let's start off with a question we had texted to us from our buddy Greg in Bartlett, Illinois. He says, hey guys, I'd like to propose a new award, the Sandy Koufax Award. For the best, he says the best National League pitcher in each postseason. I think it makes sense to just do the best pitcher in each postseason. He says, so who gets it this year? Could it be Clayton Kershaw? I say yes. What do you think? So basically, Vince, we're talking, you know, kind of a corollary. In the regular season, you have the MVP award and the Cy Young award, and the MVP usually goes to a position player, and then the Cy Young goes to a pitcher, obviously. And so he's talking kind of a corollary to that, where in the postseason, you would have a postseason pitcher of the year award. And I don't know. So, A, Vince, what do you think of the idea? And do you think Clayton Kershaw would have won that in 2020?
That's an interesting question. A lot of variations we can go with it. You know, does it only go to the winning team? You know, does it go to anybody that, you know, is there a minimum amount of games pitched? Whatever it is. But Kershaw would definitely be up there, obviously, because of the fact that he pitched the most games and the Dodgers won the World Series. Walker Buehler's probably up there as well. He didn't go as deep into games as Kershaw did it in as a whole, but he obviously was very, very good and didn't really allow too many runs in any of his starts. Julio Urias would be another candidate, at least on the Dodgers. He started some games, did well. He finished some games, did well. He had a very low ERA in the postseason. So I think it'd be between those three. If it's just World Series, we could give it to Kershaw. He got two. He did get two wins, and I do think he probably should have got at least a share of the MVP for the World Series, but I can understand why Seager got it. But yeah, I think if it's just World Series, Kershaw, if you go whole postseason, I think it's a little bit of a three-horse race where you'd have to really get into the numbers.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. And like you said, there would be so many questions about whether it has to be from the team that wins the World Series. Would you do a different award for each series? Vince, can you tell me the only player ever to win the World Series MVP award for a team that lost the World Series?
Not that it's going to require me thinking, so I do not.
1960, Bobby Richardson won the award for the Yankees. That was a series that the Yankees dominated the Pirates in the three games they won. The Yankees won 16-3, 10-0, and 12-0. And then they lost 6-4, 3-2, 5-2, and 10-9. So they outscored the Pirates by like 30 runs in the series, but lost the series. And Bobby Richardson, he batted .367, had two doubles, two triples, a home run, and 12 RBIs in the seven-game series. Mickey Mantle actually had an even better series probably, but Bobby Richardson won the MVP award. So I think you might see something like that at times where if they did a picture of the postseason award, it wouldn't necessarily go to the team that won the World Series. But yeah, I think Kershaw would have won it this year.
All right, next question. I'll throw this one to you because you probably have a better idea right off the top of your head. And it would take some thinking on my end. And, you know, I'm not in a thinking mood right now.
I know you're not much of a thinker.
Yeah, I'm not in a thinking mood right now. So it's from Jackie at Dodger Wave. He asks, dream rotation, any pitcher from any team, any era.
Oh, yeah. So that's a good one. I'm definitely going with Clayton Kershaw in my dream rotation. I'd go with Nolan Ryan. I know that he wasn't necessarily the best pitcher ever, but he was my favorite pitcher growing up, and he was so good. And Nolan Ryan was actually underrated in a lot of ways. He never won a Cy Young Award, even though he probably deserved a couple.
Question is dream rotation, so technically you can do whatever you want.
That's true.
It doesn't say best rotation.
Yeah, and I named one of my kids after Nolan Ryan, so... and that son, who's named after Nolan Ryan, his middle name is Koufax. So I think I'd have to include both Kershaw and Koufax along with Nolan Ryan. Probably throw in a Tom Seaver there. So we got two great lefties and two great righties. And then to finish it off, my fifth starter would be, let's go with a young Babe Ruth, just for the wow factor, you know?
Yeah, there you go. That's definitely a dream rotation, at least in your dreams. Yeah, on my end, just off the top, not really putting much thought into it. It'd be Kershaw, Koufax for sure. I'd probably get Randy Johnson in there. Probably get Pedro in there just to finally have him in the rotation for my favorite team or whatever we're creating this rotation for. And, yeah, that's four. The last one, I want a knuckleballer, but I will go with Phil Niekro since he pitched into his late 40s, and I got to have a knuckleballer in my dream rotation.
I considered Niekro for my fifth starter, but as you know, I'm not as impressed by knuckleballers as a lot of people are, because what's that you say about me?
They're not fun. You hate fun.
I hate fun. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate gimmicks, so... all right, so let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and answer a few more of your questions. So keep it locked on Dodgers. All right, we're back. Vince, you ready for your next question?
I am ready.
Alejandro at Alets99 says, DJ LeMahieu and Liam Hendricks, and we call it a winter? Question mark?
That's essentially my dream scenario for the winter. I would... probably want Turner just in case, just to get greedy. You know, if you can have too many good players, it's always going to help. But if the situation somehow ended where it's just LeMahieu and Liam Hendricks and maybe a couple other guys just to fill out the roster or the bullpen, I'd be completely fine with that. I am on record saying I wouldn't mind Jock back and then Turner for sure. I think... Kike's probably run his course in LA just based on who the Dodgers have. And if they get LeMahieu, that kind of eliminates the need for him. So, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I still believe there's going to be the DH in the National League in 2021. And so I think you'd want not just LeMahieu. LeMahieu basically is a replacement for Turner, but I think you'd want another guy and probably another right-hander. And so probably Turner, like you said. You know, get both of those right-handed good hitters in there and figure out the defensive positions later.
All right, I kind of answered this one already, so I'm going to kind of switch the question on you. It's from Rigo at Rigo Pantoja. He says, does Kike Hernandez stay? I don't believe he stays. I'm not sure if you're in 100% the same boat, but how about you make me a case for why they should keep Kike Hernandez?
Okay. Yeah, I don't think Kike is going to stay because I think Kike has earned the right to be a starter somewhere, and I don't think the Dodgers have a starting job they're willing to give him. I don't know. I talked about this a little bit with Mark Simon the other week. I don't know for sure if Kike is a starter for a team that plans on winning the World Series. You know, on a team like the Dodgers, Kike's role was perfect. He could fill in a lot of different defensive positions. But basically, like Mark and I talked about, Kike is a Gold Glove quality second baseman. Probably the best defensive second baseman in baseball if he was given a starting job. And so that's the case for keeping him. It would mean giving up on Gavin Lux, and it would mean hoping that Kike could refine his swing and hit enough to play regularly. And that's why, you know, in the end, I don't think he is a starter on a team like the Dodgers, because I don't think he will hit well enough to justify a starting job on a team like the Dodgers that plans on winning the World Series. But a lesser team, or a team, you know, that's just constructed differently, I think Kike makes sense as a starting second baseman. And so, you know, that's the case for keeping Kike, but in the end, I don't actually believe my case, so I'd probably be bad at a high school debate team because I'm basically arguing against my position. But yeah, so I think Kike, as much as we love him, is gone. Bye-bye. All right, next one. Let's go with the question from David Higgins at David88Higgins, saying, will Zach McKinstry be the new Kike, or will they sign or trade for a guy?
It's a good question. It's an interesting question. As of right now, it would appear he's on track to be the new Kike. And if they do that, they're going to have, I mean, they're already in the market for a right-handed bat. I think if that's the case, they may have to go with two right-handed bats in order to, you know, just kind of balance it out a little bit. The reason why Kike and Taylor worked out well is because they were both right-handed bats that balanced everything else out. The Dodgers do have a lot of left-handed hitters. But yeah, I mean, at this point, you would imagine McKinstry's going to get a shot at more playing time, maybe filling that Kike role, depending who else they add. Or, you know, even he's probably the most versatile left. Gavin Lux is still, he's versatile, and I'm not sure exactly how they're going to use him or what the plan is for him. He can play short, he can play second, and I know he's worked in the outfield. I'm not sure how competent he is out there, but it wouldn't take that long to ramp him up. Whereas Rios and Beatty are more corners, and Beatty can play some outfield. So yeah, McKinstry seems to have an inside track on being on this team if he can hit and find himself in the lineup here and there, filling in wherever they need him. But it's really going to depend on if they re-sign Justin Turner, if they bring anyone else in, anything else like that, obviously. But yeah, he's definitely going to be in the mix for one of those bench/versatility roles.
Yeah, realistically, Chris Taylor is already filling the Kike role. I don't know that you necessarily, it was always a luxury the Dodgers had that they had two of those guys. I don't know that you necessarily need a second one of those. Everybody seems really excited about McKinstry is just slotting him in to take Kike's place. And, you know, I not that I don't believe it, but I do think personally I'm going to need to see a little bit more from him before I'm fully on board with it. Defensively, I don't think he's going to be anywhere as good as Kike. And Chris Taylor is. Taylor is probably a better outfielder than Kike and not quite as good in the infield, but has that same versatility. So I think Chris Taylor is the Kike replacement.
All right, let's do one more question. All right, let's see, where should we go? Let's just end this one on a good note. We'll end 2020 on a good note. A question from at Isabel G 1945. Are we, well, we can answer this both ways. Are we a great team or what? That can mean you and I, Jeff, or the Dodgers.
Well, she said we, and so I think she would have to mean you and me and her, the three of us. And honestly, I feel like the three of us, Vince Samperio, Jeff Snyder, and Isabel G 1945 on Twitter, aren't really that great of a team, just because I don't know, we don't know her, and so that makes it hard for the three of us to be a solid team. I think you and I are a pretty good team, and I think the Dodgers are the best team in baseball, and I expect them to remain that way for a while. Obviously, you know, the best team in baseball doesn't always win the World Series. It did in 2020, and hopefully it will in 2021 again. But yeah, the Dodgers are a team without any glaring weaknesses, which is why, like we talked about on the episode the other day, it's harder to upgrade a team like the Dodgers, because who's an upgrade? You know, how do you upgrade when you have three guys who've won MVP awards on your team? You know, on your team, you have a guy, Corey Seager's finished third in the MVP voting. You know, they have so many guys who are just really, really good. And the ones who haven't gotten those award accolades yet, it's mostly because they're young and still on their way up. And so, the Dodgers are really, really good, an outstanding baseball team, the best in baseball. And I've never been a guy who I don't tie my fandom to the quality of the team. I used to joke back in the 90s that I enjoyed it when the Dodgers were bad, because at least nobody would accuse me of being a bandwagon fan. And obviously, I definitely prefer it when they're good. But I don't tie my happiness or my fandom to the quality of the team. But I will admit, it is a lot more fun when they're really good. This last 8 years has been really, really fun every year, except for, you know, a couple days at the end of October most years. And this year, it got to be fun the whole season. And we got a couple days of stress in October, but at the end, the Dodgers won the last game of the season, and that's something that I don't take for granted. But it's the Dodgers could finish in last place next year, and I would still be a Dodger fan for life. But I am very, very thankful that the prospect of the Dodgers finishing in last place is not something we need to realistically consider for a long time.
The Dodger fandom was obviously, I was born into it, but you know, it's kind of crazy. The first half of my life, the Dodgers made the playoffs 3 times and only won 1 game in those 3 times. And then the second half of my life, they've made it 8, 10, 11 times, and 3 World Series, should have been 2 wins. So yeah, I mean, it's not a better time to be a Dodger fan. And not that there's ever really a bad time to be a Dodger fan, but there are definitely better times. And right now is kind of the best time. And hopefully that continues to be the best time as we move forward.
Yeah, and I was noticing the other day, it's already, even though the Dodgers won the World Series, there's already, with all this Padres stuff happening, it's already kind of like, not that I don't give them credit for the World Series they won, but I'm definitely not satisfied, I realized. And I think there could come a time, you know, if the Dodgers win the next 11 World Series, I might, in that year 12, start thinking, okay, maybe it's okay if somebody else wins this year. But I think it would have to be something extreme like that, because as of right now, all I want is for the Dodgers to win the 2021 World Series again.
And for no other reason than pure joy on our end, but also, you know, people are getting a little bit brave out there with their takes on the Dodgers World Series championship and the validity, which we've already discussed on here. It's completely valid and great. And, you know, the Dodgers issue was in the postseason, and that's what they overcame. So everybody else is just jealous that their team either A, didn't make the playoffs in the year with the most playoff teams ever, or B, that they didn't win. So whatever it is, it's great to be a Dodger fan, and we love it. So good 2020 for the Dodgers, and let's hope for a even better 2021 for the Dodgers.
Absolutely. All right, I think that's going to wrap it up for today. Like I said, we got a lot of good questions from you guys, and we will be, in fact, peek behind the curtain. As soon as we're done with this episode, we're going to record the next one, because we normally record in the evenings, and we are not going to spend our New Year's Eve talking to each other. We're going to spend our New Year's Eve celebrating the new year. And so that'll wrap it. Vince, you have anything else for this episode?
Just thank you to everyone for this year so far, and hope to see you in 2021.
Yep. It's been a good year for us as a podcast. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. So thank you. And we'll talk to you on New Year's Day with another episode, the second half of this mailbag episode. So thank you for listening. If you haven't yet subscribed to Locked On Dodgers, please do so wherever you get your podcasts. If you have Apple Podcasts, even if you don't use it, go ahead and subscribe there. That will help other people find us. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Locked On Dodgers. Vince is on Twitter at Vince Semperio, and I'm on Twitter at Snydog. The DMs are open in all of those places. Our email address is LockedOnDodgers@gmail.com. And our phone number, if you want to shoot us a text or a voicemail, is 323-863-LOCK-5625. We are here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be here with us. When you get in your car or sit on your couch, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart, all heart and all thumbs. They're my Los Angeles. Your Los Angeles. Our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant? Bye.